As the pontificate of Benedict XVI draws to a close, church leaders and Vatican observers across the globe have reacted to his unprecedented resignation, looked back on the legacy he leaves, and sent messages for a peaceful retirement. Archbishop Buti Tlagale of Johannesburg, South Africa, and until this February, president of the Southern African Catholic Bishops' Conference, told me that Pope Benedict's messages to both country leaders and church leaders in Africa pulled no punches and were exactly what they needed for guidance. What have your thoughts been after the news regarding the Pope's resignation?
I thought it was a sensible thing to do. I'm not very sure why people were so surprised. When Pope John Paul II was ill towards the end of his life, I felt that the glare, the public glare towards which he was exposed, was rather unfortunate. And I said to myself, if my father, at that age and in ill health, being so exposed to the public, I would not have allowed it. So, in many ways, I was relieved when Pope Benedict decided to go on retirement, because like in any other discipline or walk of life, people do retire, especially when age no longer allows them to be as effective as they would like to be, and also especially when sickness begins to take over, it only makes sense for them to retire. So I think it makes sense for a pope to retire and allow somebody else to take on the leadership of the church. So I think people will come to accept that. Problem is, because after 600 years of Pope dying in office, that has blurred over the idea that a pope can retire. But I think it was good for Pope Benedict to retire whilst he's still in good mental health, so to speak, and is able to say, look, I am unable to do A, B, C, let other people do it. I think it's good for the church, it's good for the leadership of the church, and it's good for the whole church.
I've been hearing some opinionists say that maybe it's an attempt to modernize the role of the papacy in a changing world. Would you agree with this opinion at all?
No, I don't think so. I think he has done, I repeat the word, sensible. And he has, from an individual's viewpoint, as I've said, in any other job, somebody has to go on retirement. And I don't see why the Holy Father should be an exception to that. So he is doing what common sense would normally dictate. Popes in the past did not live that as long as he has.
Archbishop Buti, it's also a time of summing up and looking back at a pontificate. From your perspective, and from a Southern African perspective, of course, what would you say the highlights of this papacy have been?
The legacy of Pope Benedict XVI, I think a number of things. One, he was thinking about, remember he was out in Benin, as opposed to offer the post-synodal exhortation on Africa Munus. And some time ago as well, he was in Angola to celebrate the 500 years anniversary of the church in Angola. On both occasions, Pope Benedict spoke very strongly on issues of poverty, on issues of corruption, on issues of the integrity and honesty of leadership in changing Africa. He spoke about the wars in Africa, about the greed that fuel the wars in Africa. And I think for as far as Africa is concerned, it's that kind of leadership, that kind of boldness, bold statement. These statements were made in the presence of African leadership, of leaders of the country, at least in these two countries, and certainly of the leaders who came from outside, from other countries. And I think that's a very great legacy which he leaves behind. I also think that, I mean, his encyclical letter on God is love is that following on the very long tradition of encyclical letters by Pope John Paul II has also had an impact. Certainly in being discussed, I know that this was discussed quite a number of public fora. I can remember also somebody saying in England, some of the business people were even discussing it. So he has had that kind of impact. Certainly, I think even though this might be controversial, some people have always seen him as a kind of a traditionalist or more on the conservative side of things. If you think about translations, for example, using Latin as the basis of doing translations for other languages, I say controversial because in a sense, whilst he has also written quite a bit on diversities of cultures and enculturation, etc., there's this tension between adhering to tradition and at the same time giving room for diversity and difference. So there has been a tension there. But he has also, I think, tried to make sure that the church remains faithful to tradition. Otherwise, you have too many people, independent thinkers, who think that the church can be changed overnight. And that doesn't make sense, because otherwise you begin to lose the Catholic Church. You begin to have something like a church that has no center but has no influence or control over its members across the world, whereas he has continued the tradition very strongly. It might appear to be centralist, but the worth of that is that it keeps the Catholic Church together, as opposed to what one sees in other churches where they have authorities all over the place and without any central authority, whereas the Catholic Church continues the tradition of being faithful to the one church, the apostolic tradition of the Catholic Church. I think these are some of the legacies which he leaves behind. He himself being a very clear thinker, a very tough theologian, who has advocated the purity of faith, as it were, so that it's attacked by either individuals or organizations who think differently. So he has been quite a pillar of strength for the Catholic Church, and to him, therefore, the Church is indebted for what he has done during his term of office.
Archbishop, you were at the Synod of Bishops for Africa. You have been in the presence of the Pope. Do you think he really has managed to speak to the minds and to the hearts of African people, although he has often spoken of the vitality of the church in Africa and how important it is for the rest of the church? Do you think he's really reached out to Africans?
He's been a Pope for 8 years and therefore certainly has not been able to reach the African hearts and minds the way John Paul did, who had a much longer term of office. But I have seen how the crowds have warmed towards him in his own personal style, a little bit reserved, and yet a very strong presence, a very strong presence. I think he has been able to influence or certainly reach out towards the bishops in Africa at all the meetings where he has been with them. He has certainly bought them over. Now, whether he has done the same to the ordinary Catholics, I don't think to the same extent, because I don't think he has had the opportunity of traveling as widely as it could have been possible if he had a longer term of office. So in many ways, I think he has had an impact, certainly on the leadership of the church in Africa.
Archbishop, your theme often when you speak, when you preach, when you have spoken to me, has been the need for a moral renewal of society, of our leaders. Do you think Pope Benedict has embodied a figure of moral grounding?
He has been very strong. For example, I've had him say, look, the bishops on the ground have a role to be courageous, to speak out in terms of the ills in society and encourage lay leadership out there to adhere to some moral norms to a lifestyle that is consistent with the gospel values, etc. I think he has been extremely strong on that. For a moment, let's look at some things where he is being criticized in terms of sexual abuse of minors. I think he has come out during his term of office. He has been very strong on that. I can remember last year, for example, during the Eucharistic Congress in Dublin, what he said, his message came across there, and he said he wonders what kind of human beings would treat children the way they did. I don't know. I think personally he has been very strong in terms of moral integrity, not only within the clergy, but also in society. As I said, when one reads Afrika Munus, he pulls no punches in terms of saying there is so much richness in Africa, so much wealth in Africa, but greed has taken over the leadership of Africa and ordinary Africans are suffering. I think he couldn't have been more forceful, more forthright on moral issues the way he has been.